From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, January 26th. Coming up, wheat isn't grown as much as it used to be across the Great Plains. We'll hear about an effort to hybridize wheat. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinoisans are digging out after a nationwide winter storm dumped several inches of snow throughout the state. The National Weather Service snow depth reports include 4.5 inches in Paxton and Mahomet, 5 inches in Rantoul, and 6.5 inches in Urbana. The snow is over, but a cold weather advisory continues until noon today. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says bitter wind chills will continue through the week.
Dangerously cold temperatures, including sub-zero low temperatures, expected through the entire week ahead.
You can find current conditions and the forecast at ipmnewsroom.org, and we'll hear from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard in just a few minutes. There is also a link to the snow totals available at ipmnewsroom.org. And because of the snow and bitterly cold temperatures, some school districts are closed or switching to e-learning days. Champaign, Mahomet, Seymour, Rantoul, St. Joseph, Urbana, and Westville school districts will all hold e-learning days today. Clinton CUSD 15, Danville School District 118, and Eastern Illinois University are closed today. You can find a list of closed schools and schools on e-learning days at ipmnewsroom.org as well. Three Democratic frontrunners in Illinois' U.S. Senate race are, for the first time, facing off in a debate tonight. Mawa Iqbal reports.
U.S. Reps Raja Krishnamoorthy and Robin Kelly, as well as Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, will square off in a live debate co-hosted by WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, the University of Chicago Institute of Politics, and International House. Stratton and Krishnamoorthy have clashed over TV ads and corporate PAC money. Voters can start casting ballots February 12th, with the primaries taking place March 17th. Other Democrats vying to replace retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin are Steve Botsford Jr., Kevin Ryan, and Jonathan Dean. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Public Media will share the debate on WILL AM 580. We will also live stream it on ipmnewsroom.org. A group of women in Champaign want to develop African-American parent leadership in the Unit 4 school district. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
The stereotype that Black parents don't care is everywhere, and it's wrong. That's according to University of Illinois professor Aixa Marchand. She's part of a group starting a Promise Zone at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy. Her research focuses on how Black parents engage with their kids' education.
I've never met a parent that doesn't care, right? They just might care differently or, you know, show, or the schools might not see that, right? And I think that schools often measure that on what they can see.
Marchand says one way districts can help Black parents get involved is by moving their meetings to places they have easy access to. The Promise Zone group will include parents, teachers, and community members who want Champaign schools to keep their promises of ensuring Black students there can succeed. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, we'll hear about an effort to hybridize wheat. That story is coming up, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny and cold with a high of 7 degrees, wind chills between minus 15 and minus 30 with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of blowing snow and a low of 0 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and blustery with areas of blowing snow and a high of 20 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 5 below zero. Wind chills minus 10 to minus 20 with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 16 degrees with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, on any given day, nearly 15,000 of our fellow Illinoisans are homeless. That's a tough way to live all year, but especially when the weather is extreme and government funding is in flux. We'll talk with the state's homelessness chief and others who work in the field about what's happening and what Illinois can do about it. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Kansas is known as the breadbasket of the world because of its massive wheat production. But in recent years, that's been changing. With poor profits and drier climates, the hard red winter wheat that's grown from Nebraska down to Texas has been harder to manage. But as Harvest Public Media contributor Kaylin Moore reports, new innovations could rejuvenate the wheat belt.
You can see the pollen on that leaf.
It's late summer in western Kansas, and agronomist Logan Simon is walking through test plots used to experiment with corn, cotton, and wheat just outside Garden City.
I do conduct research across southwest Kansas, including this study that we are in today.
The success of wheat farming in Kansas and other states relies on research by scientists like Simon who study crop production. It brings better bread to your stores, healthy livestock that you eat, and biofuels for your cars. That research also leads to new hybrid varieties. These hybrids usually take good traits from different crop varieties and combine them to make a plant that's healthier, hardier, or produces more.
It gives us some greater optimism as we move into a potentially drier future when we think about, you know, food security.
From the Dakotas to Texas, wheat acres have been on the decline due to higher temperatures, drought, and farmers shifting to more profitable crops. Nebraska plants about half of the wheat acres it did 20 years ago. Kansas and Oklahoma have followed similar trends. Scientists, including Catherine Frells, have racked their brains trying to make better wheat hybrids that can thrive under climate change. Frells, who works in wheat breeding at the University of Nebraska, says people witness the scientific success of agriculture without even realizing it.
Whatever crop they're looking at as they you know, go to church, go to the grocery store, whatever, someone had to develop that variety.
Corn hybrids emerged in the 1930s, and soybeans followed a decade later. But why not wheat? Well, wheat pollinates itself, which has made creating hybrid varieties nearly impossible. Jesse Ault is the lead wheat breeder at the global ag company Corteva. Hybrids have consumed most of her career. Back in 2018, scientists mapped out the genome of wheat after decades of research, finally allowing breeders like Ault to find ways to stop wheat from pollinating itself so it could be bred.
It has been the most exciting thing of my career. Like, we can do this. This is really different. And then we, of course, paired it up with, you know, different field tools that we've been using, you know, different planting practices, drones, genetics, you know, and it really started to build very quickly upon itself.
What this breakthrough means for wheat farmers is potentially 20% higher yields with less water, fertilizer, or herbicides. But farmers will need to be able to see and feel the crop if they are going to take a chance on it.
Kick the tires, if you will.
That's farmer Jason Gaddert from Bueller, Kansas. Corteva used Kansas for 70% of their test plots, one of them being on Gaddert's land. He says that the hybrid wheat he has tested has looked good and even produced higher yields. He wants to see how much better that wheat will handle dry times when the rains don't come.
If it can handle that stress better, then you're going to clearly get a better yield or better quality product, and then that becomes more profitable.
But there is a problem with wheat hybrids on the horizon. They will be pretty pricey, and in order to change agriculture, farmers have to actually use the seed. Farmers are able to salvage wheat seed from harvest, saving some money the next planting season. But with hybrids, the seed won't be reusable. So the question is, can the hybrids make farmers enough money to justify the increased cost? Mike Krieghauser is an agronomist for Pioneer, a subsidiary of Corteva. He works with farmers in northwest Kansas, and he remains optimistic about hybrid wheat.
I mean, it's wheat. It should be the easiest adopting hybrid thing that we've ever done in the history of agriculture, really.
Corteva hopes to roll out hybrid wheat on the markets in 2027. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kaylin Moore.
This story was originally produced by the Kansas News Service. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Kaylin Moore. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.